Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to answer the question, can Johnny Manziel still succeed in the NFL? And I will tell you right off the bat, it depends. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to break down Johnny Manziel as a quarterback prospect. What I'm going to do that I think you guys will like is I'm going to be comparing him to two other quarterbacks that he is, you know, somewhat similar to in just terms of the fact that she's a shorter guy with a great arm that can extend plays. I'm going to compare him to Baker Mayfield and Russell Wilson. I think Baker Mayfield is a can't-miss prospect in terms of the best quarterback in the draft. To me, right now, he was the best quarterback in the draft, Baker Mayfield. And then people often have tried to compare Johnny Manziel to those guys because, again, you know, they're shorter in stature, they can extend plays. So first, let's just kind of break down Johnny Manziel, you know, as a prospect. So when I look at him, you know, and I'm looking at his college tape, and I'm looking at his tape when he played in Cleveland, and also I did watch all of his plays in his first CFL game. So to me, you know, Johnny Manziel has improvisation skills that are absolutely ridiculous. When you want to talk about the ability to extend plays, yes, he is better than Russell Wilson, and he is better than Baker Mayfield. You know, he really does have eyes in the back of his head. And you know, when you want to look at a guy that has pocket presence in the sense of knowing when pressure is coming, he's absolutely outstanding at that. Another thing too is that Johnny Manziel scans the field very, very quickly and gets the ball out very quickly. He has a quick release. He makes quick decisions that are typically good ones, and he scans the field in a hurry. Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield, they both do the same thing. Here's where Johnny Manziel kind of falls short, is that, you know, when you want to compare him to a guy like Russell Wilson, when you watch them play, you know, Russell Wilson is a pocket first passer, and when I see Johnny Manziel, I see a guy that is always trying to escape the pocket every single play. It seems like Russell Wilson will sit back in the pocket, and then he will find ways to extend plays without really putting himself in a lot of harm's way. When you look at Johnny Manziel, yes, there are some times when he sits in the pocket, but what I notice is he's pretty much always putting himself in harm's way when he's scrambling. Russell Wilson, the difference is that he always scrambles at the exact right time, where Johnny Manziel, it almost seems like he does it on every single play. You know, the reason that Russell Wilson is a mobile quarterback and has not been injured really is for the most part is because of that. You know, he does not put himself in harm's way, and he sits in the pocket first. Now, when I've seen Johnny Manziel sit in the pocket, which has not been a ton, but when I've seen it, it's really good. My only criticism of him in the pocket is that he does not step up into his throws. You look at Baker, you look at Russell, they step up into their throws. When you want to look at Manziel's accuracy, it's great. When you want to look at accuracy, ball placement, anticipation, being able to lead his receivers, he does all that really well. The only thing to me, the things that he needs to be coached on is going to be how to read a defense better. And he's got to learn sometimes to sit in the pocket longer, because in the NFL, if you're trying to escape every single time, this is a different kind of game. Teams are going to figure you out, and you're going to get injured. So, you know, to me, you know, with Johnny Manziel, it really depends upon, you know, whether he actually goes to the right team and the right coaching staff. There was talk about him going to New England. honestly, I think New England would be a great place for him to go, because you know he'd be on a very short leash there. He'd realize that, and then in terms of the environment for him, I think that would be good. You know, they have, you know, in terms of the coaching in New England, Josh McDaniels is gone, but they still have a great quarterback coach, and I believe that Manziel, as he gets coached more and learns to sit in the pocket, he'll actually do just fine. Because like I said, when he's been in the pocket and he's stayed in the pocket, he still looked really, really good. When you want to look at his pure throwing mechanics, it's not as good as Russell Wilson, and it's not as good as Baker Mayfield. But yes, Johnny Manziel can still succeed. My thing is that I just don't think he's going to be, even if he does, I don't think he's going to be able to stay healthy unless he really changes his approach to when he takes off. And it's kind of hard to argue against it, because when you looked at him in college and even looked at him playing in Cleveland, you know, when he took off, you know, he still made a lot of good plays. When you want to talk about throwing on the run, you know, I'll actually say throwing on the run, he's actually better than Russell or Baker. He truly is. But you know, when you look at both Russell Wilson and Baker Mayfield, the main difference is that they are pocket first passers who only leave the pocket when the time is right. And then if you want to look at the actual throwing mechanics, you know, they certainly to me have better throwing mechanics. They're both more accurate. Johnny Manziel is accurate, but I think both of them are more. And then, you know, when I looked at his CFL game, I mean, he looked really good. He was doing all the right things. He was making good throws. He was extending plays. But ultimately, it's the CFL. You know, it's not the same level of competition that it's going to be in the NFL. So I will tell you that, yes, if Manziel gets to the right coaching staff, He could still be very successful, and I believe it's really going to all come down to him, because he's going to have to learn to study the game and get a lot smarter and change some things. And you know, it's going to be ultimately really whether he decides to do it or not. I'm still suspect that he'll go back at some point to the party lifestyle, or something will happen here. But ultimately, you know, you don't really know that. You got to give the guy a second chance. But, you know, I think Johnny Manziel can be coached up and can still be a good NFL quarterback. Do I think overall he could be as good as Russell or Baker? No, but I think, you know, when you look at him, just his ability to extend plays, throw on the run, you know, he has touch, accuracy, anticipation. He could still be a very, very solid NFL quarterback. And to the people who have said, oh yeah, he's a bust, he sucks, there's no way he'll ever be good, you watch too much ESPN. You don't actually know how to analyze game film, because you know, the guy, when you want to look at the things that are coachable, and the tools that you need to be successful, he pretty much has all of those. So hopefully Johnny can figure it out and still have himself a good NFL career. You know, while we're talking about Baker Mayfield, I definitely am excited to watch what Baker can do. When you want to look at accuracy, he's the most accurate quarterback. He's the most accurate quarterback in that class. And although people want to say he's not as NFL ready as Josh Rosen, I somewhat disagree with that. He is NFL ready. He can come in right away and make a difference. So, you know, we're definitely seeing, you know, now that a lot of smaller quarterbacks, guys that are smaller in stature, can still succeed in this league if they have the right skill sets. And again, you know, I talked about on my podcast the other day, you know, the things that cannot be coached are going to be accuracy and anticipation. Those two things above anything else, if you don't have them, it's going to be tough. And Johnny has both of those. Baker has those. Russell certainly does. And, and that's definitely a good podcast to go back to listen to. So if you want to understand, you know, what's going to make a quarterback
What's going to make a quarterback likely to be a bust? You know, what are the things that can be coached and can't be coached? And patterns that I've noticed that will make some players, some quarterbacks, really pretty much locks to be good NFL players. I think in this year's draft, you know, you have two guys that to me are without question going to be good players, and that is Baker Mayfield and Josh Rosen. But the highest upside is definitely going to go to Sam Darnold with that. So on Friday, you know, I am going to give you a different podcast. What we're going to focus on Friday is I'm going to give you the 10 best quarterbacks of the next 10 years. Until next time, I'm Steve the Scout, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.